USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country," but he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Tropical Storm Jerry will track close enough to Bermuda to deliver a good period of soaking rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas. Jerry weakened from a Category 1 hurricane to a tropical storm early Saturday morning while passing a few hundred miles to the north of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Tropical storm warnings are still in effect for Karen, which is spreading across the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands. The storm was closing in on Puerto Rico after a 6-magnitude earthquake struck off the island's northwest coast late on Monday. Karen weakened from a tropical storm to a tropical depression on Monday, but regained strength early Tuesday. Also, a batch of thunderstorms that formed over Africa became Tropical Storm Lorenzo also on Monday and is likely to become the next hurricane of the 2019 season. The storm is nearly hurricane strength. People in the Bahamas and waters along the coast of North America should monitor the progress of the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They call it TV's big night, but viewership for the Emmy Awards wasn't something they want to celebrate. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, all right, I will get this show back on track because that's what I will do.
If Emmy Awards producers were hoping that going without a host would result in the same ratings rebound that the MC-less Oscars saw earlier this year, well, they were sorely mistaken. Emmy Awards viewership dropped to about 6.9 million people. That's a plunge of 32% from last year's ceremony, according to Nielsen data shared by Fox. The dismal ratings marking the first time that viewership for the TV industry's marquee award show tumbled below 10 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is now threatening to withhold billions of dollars in federal highway funds from California, saying California's dirty air is in violation of the Federal Clean Air Act. With more, here's KCBS-TV reporter Matt Bigler.
In a letter to the state's Air Resources Board, the EPA claims there's a backlog of reports meant to explain how California is reducing air pollution. And if the reports aren't fixed, billions in federal highway funds could be cut off. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling the letter a threat of pure retaliation. Last week, the state sued the Trump administration for revoking its authority to set tougher vehicle emission standards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.